Father, we thank you, Lord, this morning for this opportunity. Father, some worthy heads, Father. Thank you, Lord, for those that are gathered here this morning over Chatham's radio broadcast this morning with thy divine grace. Poured out abundantly, Heavenly Father, we pray this morning, move out through radio land. Bless us ones in the nursing home. I pray you'd lay thy hand upon them this morning. Be with them in their hours of need, Lord God. Bless the land that we live in, Father, we pray this morning. Let you be real to Heavenly Father and to be coming back to you, God, we pray. Bless the men on the battlefield. I pray you watch over them and guide them, Heavenly Father, this day. God, be real now. Father, we pray. Bless the ones that you called to preach your word. I pray you give them a double portion of thy anointed, God, this morning. Bless Brother Randy as he goes his way. Oh, Lord, be real with him, Father, we pray. And touch Heavenly Father this morning, healthy radio land. Those that are sick, God, lay thy hand upon them. Devils are down, Lord. Touch them with thy anointed hand. We'll praise you for it this morning, Lord. We ask all these things in thy holy sweet name. For our sake we ask it, Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Phil Moore. Good morning, friend. We're grateful the good Lord blessed us with another opportunity that we could greet you again, visit with you on Sunday morning, visit with you a lot of times. Over the years, I appreciate you for letting me come in. Don't cut the radio off, turn it up. God bless you. Remember Bishop Walter Wade to broadcast today, and Brother Lonnie Hollis, and Brother Mrs. Shaw Martin over in Cedartown, and Brother Mrs. Jimmy Bailey and family. Brother Jimmy Pastor Reed Memorial Baptist in Ottawa. He's got a good church, and he's got a good pastor. You keep up the work, Brother Jimmy. And Brother Mrs. Marlon Greenwood over in Anniston, Alabama, and Mrs. Eunice Graves in Charlotte. And remember Brother Mrs. Otis Lovell in the broadcast today. Remember the family of Judd Wayne Mormon. God bless these people. A touching event at Boyle's funeral. We're remembering Mrs. Sonia Massett for her birthday. Now remember what I tell you along the birthday of the children. When they just have a laugh. And you can't call one back either. They come and go, just gone. Remember Brother Robert Old before the broadcast and Mrs. Ralph Barker. May the good Lord bless you. What are we singing?
When the redeemed are gathering up. Amen.
Send a broadcast out this morning to meet the Robert Champion. Your place is vacant up here with Champion. Miss Louise Fillmore, she's ailing, and she's had a rough time with her health. But there's a better day, thank God, the better place. Brother Mrs. Wilford Bright, Brother Mrs. Russell Bellamy, we remember you to broadcast today. And we remember Jim and Penny Harger. The children. God bless you, real good. She's been off up in St. Louis, Hobnob in the valley. Remember Miss Annie Mae Strange and Mrs. Sue. May the good Lord bless you today. And Brother Mrs. Cletus Neesmith and family. Brother Neesmith's going to be up at Blue Water Baptist Church in Loretta, Tennessee, through Wednesday. God bless you. Hope you have a great meeting. And Brother Mrs. Howard Westmoreland and their church. May the good Lord bless you. And we were also at nursing home and shut in this morning. What are we singing, Brother Jim?
I'd like to send this song out to Miss Brown. We spent some time with her yesterday as she gave us some flowers. But just the things that the Lord Jesus Christ done for us, and that alone allows us to go to the Lord, to heaven, and that's because we believe. Just suppose God searched through heaven and couldn't find one willing to be the supreme sacrifice that was needed to buy
my friend, Brother Beecher Hyde, this morning. I miss him when he's not here. And I told him he ought to come every Sunday morning, but he don't do it. But you have to love him anyhow.
Yeah.
We have an announcement here we want to leave with you. A community-wide gospel singing at Crossville City Park. In case of rain, it will be at Victory Baptist on County Road 480, October the 7th, from 1 to 3 p.m. Special singing, the Cash Family of Crossville, Sweet Harmony of Boaz, Quest of Gadsden, Hugh Grace of Crossville, Amy Harris of Fife, Regina Lee of Crossville. Refreshments will be available at Baltimore. Bring your lawn chairs and enjoy the take your umbrellas in case it rains. That's my advice. That's not on her. I just thought about that. Thought maybe it might be a wise person to carry your umbrella. If it starts raining, well, you'll have a little cover. God bless you real good. Good morning. Brother Mickey Oliver is our Sunday school director coming now.
Brother Cook, I love the Lord and thank the Lord for saving me. And in form of announcement, I'd like to announce our Pastor Appreciation Day to be on October the 28th, and this is Brother Cook's day. We're going to honor him, and we've got some visiting preachers lined up to come and preach that day, and he'll just get to sit and listen. to the word of the Lord and enjoy what the scripture says. And if you want to send him a card or letter, his address is 134 First Street in Albertville. And this morning, our Sunday school will start at 9:45.
Amen.
And if you'll get up, get ready, and get you milking done, you can come on to Sunday school. And it'd be a joy to see you there. Maybe you had never made that a part of your Sunday worship, but you should do that.
Yes,
there's a class for all ages, so we'll be looking for you.
God bless your heart, brother. Greg, I train you in direction.
It's good to be here this morning. I love the Lord. You know, I was over there thinking, just singing that song about how good the Lord is to me. And it's just, when you start thinking about how good the Lord is to you, it overwhelms you because you find out that he does so much for you. The little things, the big things, you get to counting, and you think, boy, if it wasn't for him, where would I be? It's because he's always in everything you do, seem like.
God bless you.
Everything that's good, give him the credit for because it's him. He's the one that's there. He's the one that's doing it for you. If you don't know him, you can. He don't want to leave nobody behind. I'm not special because I know him. You're able to know him, too. All you got to do is accept him. But we have training union every Sunday night at 5:30, and we'd love to have you come be part of it.
Amen. Miss Jenny's come right ahead.
Lord, Michael, I'm
saved. Yes, amen.
Okay, you ladies.
Brother Cook, I'm sending the broadcast out to Alton and Betty Bright. He's having a trying time. Continue to pray for him. And also, Miss Joan and Brother Andy, we miss them around here. And I'd like to tell the Cash family how much I enjoyed that singing last night. It was so thrilling. And what I enjoyed about it, I know what they were singing about, and they felt it in the heart. And the Holy Spirit connected up with me, and it just made the chill bumps run up down the spine of my avenues of my soul. And I'm thankful that brothers and sisters can get together and have a good meeting.
Yeah. God bless you. Bless you,
I can truly say I enjoyed the singing last night, and I seen people there that worked where I did and told me they listened every Sunday, but I couldn't call her name, and I didn't want to ask her. So anyway, she knows who I'm talking about, and what a blessing it was to be at Antioch last night. I just got a double portion of a blessing last night, and the Lord sure is good to us, and remember me when you pray.
Brother Betty, come right ahead and testify.
I want to thank him for letting me be here one more time. Cook. I know without him, I'd be nothing. He's with me every day, and he gives me a great day, and he blesses me with health. I always want to give him thanks.
Well, Denver, testify.
I love the Lord this morning. I just want to thank him for the blessed week that he's let me have.
Well, Johnny, come right ahead.
It's a blessing to be here this morning. I, too, want to thank the Cash family for coming out and singing for us last night. They were hindered and had a couple of their singers sick that couldn't be there, but I appreciate them coming. A lot of groups would have called you at the last minute and said, we can't make it. But they come on. They honored their commitment, and that's because they love the Lord and they're singing for him. I appreciate that. I appreciate that we didn't have a large crowd, but I appreciate the ones that did come.
Yeah.
And we had a good time. The Spirit was there, and that's what makes it all.
Amen.
But you pray for us when you pray.
KD?
I love the Lord this morning, and please pray for me when you pray.
Phil Moore, come right ahead.
Well, Doug, it's good to be with you this morning. I thank the Lord that has blessed me the opportunity to be here. Sending over a thanking this morning. The disciples asked Jesus that when shall these times be, or what shall be a sign for these times. He said there'll be war and rumors of war, earthquakes, famine, and everything like that.
Right.
You can turn the television on today, and that's all you see.
That's right.
That's all that's on there. But I don't know that this is the time for Christ to come. Only God knows it's when his time comes. One day he'll give the Son the trumpet, and he'll step out on that cloud, glory to God, and we'll all be gathered on the other side forever and forever. And I love him this morning.
God bless your heart. Brother Joel, get that corner over there.
Brother Cook, it's good to be here this morning. I'd like to say hello to the Lord.
Thank him for many blessings. And I thought of several songs. Count your blessings. Name them one by one.
Yes.
There's
yes.
no way we could do that. Or I can't do it. You might can. But I can't count my blessings one by one. There are so many of them.
Yes.
The Lord just let me get up this morning. And that's the greatest blessing I know of.
Yes.
Right.
God bless your heart. Brother T, we're glad to see you out of the hospital.
I sure am glad the Lord saved me, and I'm thankful that the Lord was willing to die that we can be saved. That there's a lot of folks that won't have him. They're following after a false religion, any religion that leaves out Christ as the true Son of God can only take you to the region of the damned. There's only one name given under heaven whereby man must be saved, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ.
God bless your heart. Our midweek service is Wednesday at 6:30, and we'll have a prayer service each Friday at 6 o'clock. I appreciate the service last night, and you that wasn't there, just a blessing. The folk love the Lord, not a mess of foolishness, they love the Lord. And that man had them sticks he had. I don't know his name, but he sure can handle them. One of them go slip out of his hand when he hit somebody. And I imagine his wife got somebody, who was? Says his wife must have a bigger stick than he's got. That kind of keeps him up, keep him under control again. God bless every one of you. Let's sing a couple of verses of Amazing Grace this morning. It's the greatest song, I guess, has ever been written.
Yes.
It is still amazing what the grace of God has done, is doing, and will do. In a city where there won't be no night. In a city where there will be no doctor's call for sickness. Where there are no sick folks up there. In Romans chapter 14, I'd like to call your attention to scripture, beginning at verse 8. For whether we live unto the Lord. Whether we die unto the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord.
Amen.
For this is the end. For to this end, Christ both died and rose and revived, that we might, he might be Lord both of the dead and the living.
Yes.
But one day, there's a day coming when people are going to face the one that died like a criminal to keep them from going to hell. And the Holy Spirit has dealt with your heart so many, many times. I preach to people every Sunday morning that don't know the Lord. The Lord loves you, but one day you could call and he'll pay no attention to you. That's what the scripture says. God help you today. If you're not saved, just push everything aside and get on your knees and ask God to save you. If you can't get on your knees, put on the side of the road and stop long enough. Ask God to come into your heart. I wouldn't advise you to try to drive, because if you was under conviction deep as I was, the night I got saved, I couldn't see how to drive. It looked like every split second I'd be in hell. But all of a sudden, there's peace come to my heart. And I haven't got over it yet. And I've been trying to tell people what it done for me will do for them. But some will believe it, some won't believe it. That's the way it was when Christ walked the earth. Some believed that he was the Son of God, and some believed that he wasn't the Son of God. But it didn't change the situation. He was the great I am. He's still the great I am. He was the first and the last. He's still the first and the last. He is the way, the only way. There's not another name under heaven given whereby men can be saved except the Lord Jesus Christ. But I'm glad he came. The Bible said, for it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. One day, people will pray. I don't find any record in the Bible, in Luke chapter 16. I don't know what age man he was, but God didn't get his attention until he got in hell, and he still got it. He's still got his attention. He might not get it now. You could turn your radio off. You could turn the preacher off. You could turn the singing off. You could turn godly living away from you. Turn your back on the best. You can wind up in a place called hell. And you're the one that choose to go there. In fact, God, you won't go to heaven unless you choose to go. Everybody's not going to heaven. Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again. Just as sure as you're born to get into this world, to get into that world, you got to get born again. It's just like a new, it is a new life. Praise God's great day. It's new and it's old, it's old as new. Thank God, it's the most traumatic thing it's ever been, is for somebody to be saved by the marvelous grace of God. But yet it's a simple thing that a child can understand it. Enough to get in. Praise his great name today. The Lord fixed it where you could get in today. Don't die, Lord. One day, whether the Lord comes before then or not, one day you're going to breathe the last breath. One day you're going to get up the last time. One day you're going to sleep the last night. One day it's going to be over. Then what's going to be the end be of your life? You think about it. It could be very early in life. Just recently, there have been some teenage kids that ought to be the Lord. You don't know when you're going to leave here. But I want to tell you something this morning. If I knew I was going to live 1,000 literal years on earth, I'd want every minute of it to be for Jesus. That's how much I like it. That's how much I appreciate it. The peace that passes all understanding. When the storms are raging on the outside, all around you, deep inside you could have peace to know that one day we're going to be with the Lord. Oh, God, help us today to get our hearts ready to meet him. The Bible said every knee is going to bow, every tongue is going to confess. You're going to be there, and you won't be late. You won't be brave and you won't be stubborn either. You won't have to, nobody have to beg you to pray. Every knee's going to bow. Every tongue's going to confess. Not one's going to be left out. People say there's no such a thing as heaven or hell. You're going to find out. And I believe any sensible person knows there is. Praise God's great name. Just to look at the element to know that God is still in control. We don't understand a lot of his ways. How unsearchable his judgment, his ways are past finding out. We don't know what the mind of God is. But we do know that the Lord Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Paul said, of whom I am chief. God bless you this morning. If you're not saved, get saved. Thank you for Brother Hayes. It's to follow us immediately at this broadcast.
The preceding program has come to you live from our studios of WAVU, the Antioch Baptist Church, with Pastor Raymond Cook. Be sure to join us again next Sunday morning at the same time.
Got a few announcements.
Father, me and him sings a little song together, and we want to dedicate it to everybody out there that's listened to Brother Cook over the years, and not just listen to the way we sing it, but listen to the words of this song. I hope it bless you. It says, "Oh, come, angel band."
Many folks have sang with me, but Kenneth does it once in a while.